Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, a massive hour on FDA approval of vaccines and more. You can email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. We have Dr. Naomi Wolf and also James Roguski, all about what you can do about the looming authorization from the FDA to give the vaccine to over 20 million babies and infants across America. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support as we go boldly into topics that other people ignore. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Start high school or college chapters today at tpusa.com. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. There is this very weedsy story that the media does not want you to talk about. It's very similar to the World Health Organization story. It's very murky, where the World Health Organization story was not being covered at all. And we came in and Tucker came in and the great Michelle Bachmann came in and we shined a light on it and we won that battle. There's something very similar happening right now with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. They don't want you to really be talking about this. They don't want you to be talking about the vaccine anymore. Do you notice how they just kind of turn the page? But it's very important. So here's the baseline. We're going to get the expert's opinion. And I know enough to be dangerous on this. So the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is meeting next week, June 14th and 15th, to analyze and deliberate whether vaccines, specifically the COVID vaccine, should be approved for the 20 million babies in America and toddlers 6 months through 4 years old. Similar to the World Health Organization story a few weeks ago, there's hardly been any coverage on why the FDA is considering authorizing these phase 3 experimental gene therapies. That's right, they're experimental gene therapies in light of all the problems being reported with these injections. Is the FDA keeping an open mind? What is the process of how this will be happening? Now notice, the CDC posted this a few days ago on their website. The first sentence is really weird. This operational planning guide includes details about the anticipated Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for children ages 6 months through 4 years and the Moderna vaccine for children ages 6 months through 5 years. That's a really weird way to word it. FDA hasn't deliberated yet, but the CDC anticipates approval of jabs for these little kids. Do they always say anticipate? Is that a common theme for them? The language is really bizarre. Now, mind you, there's very little congressional oversight of this because the vaccine issue is considered to be an untouchable issue. The vaccine issue is very similar to the war in Ukraine issue. You must support it. Do not question it. They're going to call you bad names and just walk away from it. But this is not even about vaccines. Not about whether you're pro-vax or anti-vax, if you think vaccines are God's gifts to humanity, or you have doubts from vaccines, or you have been injured by vaccines. Instead, it's about a very specific approval process and what that might mean for the companies. This is a massive deal when it comes to Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. And here's the significance of this. So if the FDA ends up approving this, for the childhood vaccination schedule for the 20 million babies and toddlers 6 months through 4 years old. It seems as if, and again, our experts will be able to build it out for us, that the vaccine companies would then be able to get full liability protection because currently they're operating under a temporary and could be rescinded emergency use authorization. This means that big pharma companies cannot be sued. So what happens if all of a sudden, let's say President Donald Trump gets back in the White House, or if, you know, President, you know, DeSantis becomes president at some point, or just a Republican becomes president, and they decide to strip these vaccine companies of the emergency use authorization? So basically, they need to get this on the child schedule. They need to get this on the children's schedule for regular vaccines to be able to insulate and protect themselves against potential lawsuits and against adverse legal action. Now, this is very weedsy, but you think about it. I know people that have been severely damaged by what they call the COVID vaccine. I know people that have had lifelong damage because of the COVID vaccine. I know people that have moms and dads that got the vaccine and they dropped dead the next day. We all know those people. We've opened up our inbox, freedom@charliekirk.com, of young people that get the vaccine, and they're never the same. Serious health damage. And if you kind of look at the quote-unquote efficacy of the vaccine, Dr. Peter McCullough believes it actually offers negative efficacy, that robust natural immunity is far more desirable than the vaccine. And you could barely get to 50% effectiveness. Now, part of market principles, which this is Bobby Kennedy's Jr.'s argument, which I think is brilliant. Now, you don't have to agree with everything that Bobby Kennedy Jr. says when it comes to vaccines or the technology of vaccines, but this point is inarguable. Bobby Kennedy believes the following. He believes that in order for a market to work, consumers have to be able to go to court and sue for damages if your product hurts them. It's a very simple market principle. In fact, Adam Smith would support this, that you cannot have a market if you are not allowed to sue a company. Otherwise, they can just exploit you. They can do whatever they want. There's no remedy. So Congress made a decision a while ago that the upside and the benefit, the positives of vaccines far outweigh the negatives. Now, they might have been right. They might have been wrong. I certainly have a lot of questions and a lot of doubts when it came to this decision. However, by doing that, they put in a liability protection that made it so you cannot sue vaccine companies or vaccine manufacturers if it went on the normal and regular schedule. Have you looked at how much of Russia is inside your 401k or IRA? Did you know my friends at Pax Financial Group have zero investments in Russia through their biblical investment strategy? Those companies were screened out long ago because they didn't pass the treat people right test. One of the most important tenets of the Christian faith is to love your neighbor, and this includes to love your employees. Based on Pax's biblical responsible investment strategy, a company, domestic or international, is excluded from an investment from your portfolio if it violates our innate God-given fundamental rights. So Pax Financial is wonderful. They share our values. In fact, I know people that have switched to Pax Financial from our partnership, and they speak so favorably about it. Stop using the woke money managers. Pax Financial is rooted in biblical wisdom. So if you have $150,000 or more and would like to know more about biblical responsible investing at Pax Financial Group, text Charlie to number 74868. That's Charlie at number 74868. That's Charlie to number 74868. So you just take out your phone, text the number 74868, and type in Charlie to get to know about Pax Biblical Responsible Investing. Biblical Responsible Investing Strategy. Take out your phone, text Charlie to 74868. They're about to manage some money for me. I really think highly of Pax Financial. Text Charlie to number 74868. Expert that can help us through all this, Dr. Naomi Wolf. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So the FDA is meeting, it seems, next week to approve the child to get the COVID vaccine on the child vaccination schedule. What is the significance of this?
I mean, it's shocking and tragic. The FDA is a wholly captured agency, it would appear, from the way they okayed massive harms to people of all ages, but especially to pregnant women and babies. As the Pfizer documents reveal, this project that my volunteers, who are doctors and nurses and biostatisticians and medical fraud investigators, are engaged in creating reports out of the Pfizer documents, show massive, massive harms. So what an EUA does, however, is it protects a manufacturer from liability. So our lawyers, who are going to bring civil and criminal charges against Pfizer, and eventually against the FDA as well, make the point that the EUA for under fives is a way to hide as much wrongdoing as possible behind a legal loophole that protects them from liability.
Yeah, so that seems to be the agenda here. Why else would they want to get this to kids so badly? They want to be able to hide behind the shield that was previously put forward by our government that does not allow them to be sued. Is that a fair summary of that?
Certainly. I believe they also want to get on the vaccination schedule for school, and so this never goes away and these profits never go away.
Yeah, so they just have like a perpetual kind of annuity. This is so important because the bottom line is this: is the FDA meeting designed to protect little kids or big pharma? And why are we not talking about the FDA meeting? And we need to really kind of shine a light on this. Dr. Wolf, you wrote recently about how we're at the final 10th stage. Can you tell our audience about that?
Sure. So in 2008, I wrote a book called The End of America. It was during the Bush era. And I had studied history, times and places in which a totalitarian ruler, whether on the left or the right, sought to crush a democracy or to collapse a weak democracy. And I found that all would-be tyrants do the same 10 things. They take the same 10 steps. It's like a map. And so step 10, you know, so it starts with, I won't go through them all, but it starts with invoke a terrifying internal and external threat. It can be a real one, like terrorism, or now, you know, until the week before last, you know, the COVID virus. Then it goes on to step 10, which is martial law and the end of the rule of law. And that's where we're at. Most people don't know the biggest story of our time, which is that President Biden extended emergency powers for the eighth time in April of this year. But for the first time, he extended them with an open-ended date. There's no terminus point. And here in New York State, Governor Hochul restarts emergency law every 30 days. So about 28 states are still under emergency law on the state level. And on the national level, to have emergency powers means that the president can do things to us that have nothing to do with how our founders set up our system, how it has nothing to do with the consent of the people or even the consent of Congress.
And it seems as if the medical issue, the biomedical fascism, is like the gateway right into that. It's just people don't question it as nearly as much as they should. The grassroots are starting to, largely thanks to your leadership and Dr. McCullough and Dr. Malone. And so what would be, I mean, is there any chance we can get the FDA to back off when it comes to this approval to get this on the childhood vaccination schedule? Or is that not realistic at this point?
Charlie, I mean, by all means, people should comment. And the link, there's a link on Daily Clout where you can send your comments into the Federal Register to object to this authorization. I'm not hopeful. That doesn't mean we shouldn't always try, because having seen the Pfizer documents, I 1,000% agree with you that the biomedical narrative is the cover for an all-out war, as we, you know, I've discussed, you know, here in the West, and especially against America. But I would also say that there's no way to look at the harms in the Pfizer documents, massive harms, and our team five just posted a new breaking news one last night that's on Daily Cloud about 3,100 women who are vaccinated, their babies died. And that's 57% of all the baby deaths of every woman who's ever been vaccinated in the VAR system for decades. So that's just the latest signal of a baby die-off. I wrote a Substack summarizing a more recent set of signals of a baby die-off. But the point being, the harms in the Pfizer documents are so extensive. They've gone on for 14 months, deaths and deaths and deaths, strokes, heart attacks, neurological disorders, the SEC filing lists, sudden fainting so hard you'll hurt yourself is one of the common side effects. And yet the FDA saw all these documents, turned a blind eye, or colluded, like criminally colluded. So the FDA is wholly owned by Pfizer. But beyond that, what I really think, and I say this judiciously as a former political consultant, is that what the harms in the Pfizer documents and the collusion of the FDA over the course of 14 months show is a captured White House. And that this is an attack. I mean, this is a national security breach. I don't understand yet who, you know, who is behind it. I don't know if we spoke about this last time, but I have done reporting showing that the CCP is partnered with BioNTech and that there was a 100% tech transfer of, and BioNTech is the Pfizer division that makes these vaccines, 100% tech transfer in the SEC filings to China in 2021. So these injections are owned by China, and China is not our friend. You know, China has designs on crippling us as the world's hegemon. So you can't see these harms and the mandates against our military and our pilots and our first responders without concluding that there's something much more serious at stake.
Thank you for your leadership on it. They are now saying there is a new thing called SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. I wonder what that, what could be causing that. Author of The Bodies of Others, thank you for joining us. I wish we had more time. Dr. Wolf, you're doing wonderful. Everyone go pick up a copy of The Bodies of Others. Despite all the censorship, we need to support you any way we possibly can. Thank you so much, Dr. Wolf.
I appreciate you and your audience. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. A war is being waged on reality, everybody, and the left is leading the charge. Their radical gender ideology has seeped into children's classrooms, into medical terminology, and into our everyday life. It's producing a generation of psychological infants and confused young people. Not only that, but this radical ideology is trying to erase the people who brought us all into the world, women. Now, Matt Walsh of the great Daily Wire is taking matters into his own hands. He recently embarked on a journey around the world to ask one simple question: what is a woman? And you'd be surprised not only how few are capable of answering, but also how many have a completely twisted idea of what a woman is. Thankfully, he got his whole experience on film, the documentary They Don't Want You to See, What is a Woman? You could check it out today at dailywire.com/Charlie. Radical gender ideology have a not-so-secret agenda, and this film exposes it all. Check out What is a Woman at dailywire.com/Charlie. That is dailywire.com/Charlie. With us right now is James Roguski. I hope I pronounced that correctly. James, welcome back to the Charlie
Kirk Show. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. I'll dive right in because time is always precious.
Go.
What I do is just simply shine a light on things that are obvious. All right. And so next Wednesday, June 15th, the FDA will be live streaming their vaccine advisory committee meeting. And what they're going to be discussing is whether or not the Pfizer and Moderna injections are going to receive emergency use authorization from the FDA to be injected into little tiny babies down to the age of 6 months. And I'm appalled by even the concept of this, because there are enormous amounts of data. There's all kinds of confusing propaganda and information. And, you know, I'd just like to summarize my feeling about this from the get-go. Children that are 6 months to 4 or 5 years old typically do not die from COVID. I just want to repeat it and slow this all down, because, you know, there's so much flying by so quickly. Children from the age of 6 months, little tiny babies, to, you know, we're talking preschoolers, to 4 or 5 years old, they do not die from COVID. And so injecting them with a, you know, interesting soup of ingredients that are genetic therapy to protect them from something that they are not at risk from is just the height of folly. And if you take it, you know, further, it is unbelievably evil. And so my perspective on this is really very simple. This is a moment in time that is a potentially extinction level event that we can come together as a nation, regardless of any differences we may have, and we can make a stand. We can draw the line in the sand, and we the people versus Big Pharma, we can say to Big Pharma, no, you may not have our babies. And I'll go into all of the details beyond that.
Yes, but just let me just say first, I mean, I want to just reiterate, I mean, extinction level event, that's a charged phrase. What do you mean by that? And then please go into the details.
part of my background for the past 20 some years is natural health and nutrition and all that sort of thing. And a couple of decades ago, I studied and learned about hormonal imbalance and pregnancy and women and babies and, xenoestrogens and all that sort of stuff. And there's an idea that most people never, ever, ever think of. Okay. And what I'm talking about is a little tiny bit different than this, but it'll get the point across. When a woman is pregnant and the baby is in the womb and some chemical compound is injected into the woman, it can cross the placenta to get into where the fetus is growing. But if it gets into the fetus, it can also get into the ovaries, which means it can get into the eggs of a young fetal girl. And so you're not just impacting the mother, you're impacting the growing fetus, which would be the child, but you're also affecting the eggs that are growing inside that child, which would affect the grandparent, the grandchildren, okay? And so we're talking about a multi-generational harm that's already happening in pregnant women who are being told that, it's fine to get these injections. Well, that's the worst case scenario. That's mother and child and grandchild. Now what we're looking at is the desire on the part of the pharmaceutical industry to get an authorization on an experimental basis, because that's what authorization means. It's not approved. It's experimental to inject into down to 6 month old. Just imagine in your mind, a beautiful little 6 month old baby. They want to put genetic therapy into those children, which it's known to be attracted and aggregate in the ovaries. Most people don't think about 6 month old ovaries, but all of the eggs that baby is ever going to have, if it's a girl, are already there, and they would be impacted by any injection of these lipid nanoparticles. So you're not just talking about that baby, you're talking about that baby's potential offspring. Okay. That's why I use the phrase potential extinction level event. We are messing with something here that has not been studied. How could you study something that is generations down the road?
Let me ask you really quick. Sorry to interrupt, but just the FDA meeting is happening next week. And so what can people do about it? What is the likelihood we can actually impact that?
I have every optimism that the power of the people is more powerful than the people in power. And so what's needed is organized effort, because, you or I as just an individual person or a couple of people, obviously our voices are what they are. We've already gotten 20,000 people at the very least, that was as of last night, to put in a public comment through the Federal Register. If you go to opposethefraud.com, O-P-P-O-S-E, opposethefraud.com. I've tried to make it very easy for people to submit a public comment, but then you can go further and you can actually call or email, and we have an automated email system. Kudos to Children's Health Defense for putting together a wonderful system where with just put your name in and click a button, and an email will go to each of the members of the advisory committee. And so if you go to opposethefraud.com, and I think I did this last time I was here, Charlie, my phone number is 310-619-3055. I encourage people, if you have questions, if you're trying to figure out what the heck is going on here, 310-619-3055. I'm that dedicated to this. Call me, text me, WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, whatever. People around the world can submit their comments. And so the issue is they will be live streaming next Wednesday. And between now and then, I hope to have millions of Americans and millions of people around the world just simply be made aware that this is what they are contemplating. And so it's just an awareness raising issue. Thank you so much for the time, to speak to your audience.
Yeah, of course. And so isn't there a component of this, though, that they want the liability protection as well? Isn't that part of their motive?
Oh, you're on top of it, Charlie. This particular moment would be an authorization for emergency use, which is kind of the camel sticking its head under the tent. And then pretty soon they want it to be full on approved, which is a different, level. And it appears that they're, you're absolutely right on target. If they can get this type of injection into the formal vaccine schedule for children, there's a meeting coming up at the end of the month where they're going to be contemplating, now that we're doing these injections, we can switch out the genetic material, the mRNA, and have this ongoing universal pre-approved, kind of like the flu shot. They don't go through this rigmarole every year. They just switch out and they say, we've been doing the flu shot, so let's just give you the latest version. And so their ultimate goal, I believe you're right on point, is if they can slip the head of the camel, under the tent, pretty soon this will just be a permanent fixture. And if they get it on the childhood schedule, whether or not there's a public health emergency, they feel that they would have protection from liability, which is, just absolutely absurd that we even have such a thing that pharmaceutical companies can harm you and get away with it. But you're right on target, Charlie.
Just like the WHO, they're trying to slip this by below the radar. They're trying to do this very quietly. They're trying to not have people talk about it. But again, I just want to reiterate this. The Food and Drug Administration is meeting next week to make the COVID vaccine approved from 6 months.
Authorized.
Yeah, authorized, which then, by the way, could also lead to mandates, right? It could lead to you can't go to preschool without this vaccine. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the coercion and parents, mom, mothers and fathers, mm-hmm. who need to work. They need someone to take care of their children.
Yep.
And you can see the writing on the wall with that, I'm sure.
Families across the nation are experiencing the homeschool awakening. Join award-winning actor Kirk Cameron as he dives into adventures of dynamic American families on a mission to put fun and faith back into learning. Kirk was recently quoted by saying, quote, "The pandemic made parents grossly aware of what the public schools are teaching our kids. It's up to us, the parents, to cultivate the hearts, souls, and minds of our children. Today's public school system is not working for us. They're actively working against us. Public education has become public enemy number one, and I could not agree more." The Homeschool Awakening focuses on homeschooling journeys of different families, explores the in and outs and necessity of parents regaining their kids' education. It provides honest answers to the homeschooling most frequently asked questions. Kirk Cameron presents The Homeschool Awakening, coming to theaters this June for two nights only on Monday, June 13th and Tuesday, June 14th, 7 p.m. local time. For tickets and information, visit thehomeschoolawakening.com. That's thehomeschoolawakening.com. We got so many questions yesterday over the last 24 hours about George Soros. Who is George Soros? What does he believe? I want to play some clip here about George Soros. We're going to do this also in the Ask Me Anything episode. This just gives you a little bit of a window into George Soros, the man that we're dealing with. Cut 54. Soros believes God was created by man, not the other way around. Play cut 54.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Soros told us he believes God was created by man, not the other way around, which may be why he thinks he can smooth out the world's imperfections.
Ooh, is that perfectly said? I think that's a 60 Minutes piece. They say right there on the 60 Minutes piece that Soros believing that God was created by man, he has a God complex, and he believes he could smooth out the world's imperfections. Well, that is really beautifully said. That's when 60 Minutes actually used to be somewhat of a tolerable program. Now it's a propaganda piece for the regime. I grew up watching 60 Minutes, and some of their stuff was actually pretty good. Some of it was. Now it's all terrible. So who is George Soros? He's one of those powerful men in the world, deploying capital to take over district attorney races, take over our criminal justice system. George Soros is at the top level of power. We'll do more on George Soros tomorrow, but I do want to kind of close on this, what we can do about it. Contact your representatives, contact the FDA, and say no, no, no. In fact, we're going to work in the next couple hours to start a petition at charliekirk.com to try to get people to send a message to the FDA, charliekirk.com, and we're going to have that up very soon, I hope, demanding that babies are exempt from the COVID vaccine schedule from the FDA. Why on earth would this get approved for children? You guys can also check out opposethefraud.com. That is the pros, opposethefraud.com. The grassroots template is so incredibly important, and we need citizens to continue to rise. Okay, one other thing I want to mention in some personal news, which is really exciting. Yesterday, we officially launched Turning Point Academy. Turning Point Academy, we are in collaboration and alliance with and joining forces with Dream City Christian for our first Turning Point Academy. And we are going to be having vetted curriculum, trained teachers, and wokeism will have no place at Turning Point Academy. Zero place. You guys could check it out at dreamcityschools.org. If you're listening in the Phoenix area, you should check it out, dreamcityschools.org. And our promises are very clear, that we believe students thrive in challenging environments. We believe that students should pursue truth, that they should pursue virtue, what is good and what is beautiful, that they should be taught proper history, that students should not be judged by the color of their skin, but instead students should be judged on the content of their character, on their soul, on their spirit, on things that you cannot see are a lot more important than things you could see on the exterior of a person. We're going to bring all of that now to Turning Point Academy, which we are in a joint project, very exciting, with Dream City Christian. And we're already getting inquiries from schools all across America to bring this to more places. California, we have two meetings next week on. New Mexico, we have a meeting the next week. We also have one in Michigan as well. We have one in Vermont that wants to start. Our mission is to help pass down American values from one generation to the other, to make your children informed patriots, grateful citizens. And that's what we're going to be doing at Turning Point Academy. You guys could check out the Phoenix-specific school at dreamcityschools.com. Or if you want to just learn more about Turning Point Academy in general, you can go to tpusa.com. And I'm telling you, our vision is to have teacher trainings, vetted curriculum that could be placed anywhere, and eventually to be able to place schools in every corner of the country. Hardened schools as well. We're going to make some big news in a couple weeks when we put forward our school protection plan at Turning Point Academy. Every one of Turning Point Academy's schools is going to be protected. I could tell you that. It's our promise. Your students will be protected physically. They'll be challenged academically. And their spirit and their soul will be strengthened in the pursuit of truth. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.